The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
The Triduum begins tonight. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2024, Holy Thursday. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. Our saint today is Saint Venturino of Bergamo. Born in 1304, a native of Bergamo, Italy, he joined the Dominicans in 1319 and soon became a brilliant preacher, attracting huge crowds throughout northern Italy. He announced in 1335 his intention to go on a pilgrimage to Rome. But when Pope Benedict XII learned of the pilgrimage, he feared Venturino might be planning to crown himself Pope, so he forbade the friar to proceed. This decree was joined by one issued by the Dominicans themselves. Ignorant of these bans, Venturino proceeded to Rome, and then to Avignon, where he was arrested and imprisoned until 1343. He's also known for helping to organize a crusade at the request of Pope Clement VI against the Turks, who were then menacing Europe. Saint Venturino of Bergamo died in 1346. Saint Venturino, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, inflame our hearts with the longings of Christ's Sacred Heart so that we might truly offer our persons and works in union with Him for the salvation of the world. Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we consecrate ourselves to Your Sacred Heart, and we offer ourselves with You to the Father in Your holy sacrifice of the Mass with our prayer, works, sufferings, and joys of this day in reparation for our sins and that Your kingdom come. We especially pray for the Church throughout the world, for the Holy Father and his intentions, for the evangelization and conversion of the whole world, for our bishop and his intentions, for our parish, and for our families and their needs. Listen to us, O Lord, through Christ your Son. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray that those who risk their lives for the gospel in various parts of the world inflame the Church with their courage and missionary enthusiasm. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me and that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. What a privilege that we begin these days of the Triduum together in prayer with you, Jesus, speaking from our heart to you, inviting you into the different corners of our heart, the different corners of our soul, the different areas of our life. We think of our professional life. We think of what we do for a living. We think of our studies, maybe. We think of our family. We bring our family members to mind. Whoever we think of when we use the word family, we bring them to mind. We think of our church. We think of our faith. We think of the place we worship. We think of the different elements that make up daily life for us. Jesus, as we begin this Triduum, we want to begin it very concretely. We absolutely want to reflect on some treasures, some details of these days to come, but we want to do so intentionally from our ordinary life, to bring our ordinary life to you and say, transform this, Jesus, this place that I call my daily life, transform this by the grace of these days. And I use the phrase these days. It's actually a misleading phrase. Today, Thursday, Maundy Thursday, the beginning of this sacred Triduum. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and the silence of Holy Saturday into the Easter Vigil is actually one day. It's actually one long event that lasts, when we celebrate it liturgically, for about 48 hours from the beginning of the Mass of the Lord's Supper until the beginning of the Easter Vigil. If we go to the end of the Easter Vigil, maybe I can add another 3 hours onto that. But it's not that long, 48 hours, but we speak in terms of three whole days. So the liturgical experience lasts all of Thursday, all of Friday, all of Saturday. But actually, it's just one event. Jesus, this is the event of the redemption, the event of my salvation, the event in which you show your love for me that begins at the table with your disciples tonight, that leads to your arrest, your torture, your passion, your crucifixion, your death on the cross, your silence, the incredible silence that falls over the world as, for example, no Mass is celebrated anywhere in the world in those silent hours, as we all together, the family of God here on earth, await the sacred vigil of Easter. The Church refers to it as the Eucharistic fast, that we have no celebration of the Eucharist, we have no Mass. Liturgically, we've fallen silent, as it were. The Lord is dead. Jesus, we are in the tomb with you. And then the glorious proclamation of the resurrection. This is one event, one day, one love, one salvation of mine, of yours, my brother, my sister. Jesus, thank you so much. As we begin this Triduum, this great day of our faith, we want our hearts to be filled with thanks. Thank you so much for what we're about to experience. That's all from your love. Your love of me. Thank you, Lord. I ask you to hold my hand as we walk these days with you, these days, this day. Jesus, one day. We think in terms of, you know, one, two, three. No, Jesus, let me see that this is one great proclamation of how you long to fill my heart. You die on the cross for me, you rise from the dead for me, and you preempt all of that by saying, and here in the Eucharist is the making present of this great act of love. In the Eucharist is my offered body, my offered blood, my risen body, my risen blood, to fill you, my disciples, to fill your souls. Jesus, you said to us, I am the bread which comes down from heaven. If you eat this bread, you will never die. I'm really struck, Jesus, by your use of the word my. This is my body. This is the cup of my blood. Very often when I use the word my in my own conversation, my own speech, I generally refer to something of mine that I'm emphasizing by the use of the word my. This is my pen. This is my phone. This is my pair of trainers. This is my church. This is my family. And the use of the word my there, generally, we use it to separate from someone else's phone or someone else's trainers or someone else's family. We could say, this is my family, not yours. This is my phone, not yours. We don't actually say that. We feel a bit churlish to say those words, but that's what we're saying when we use the word my typically. Interestingly, we use the word my six times as we began our time of prayer today. Jesus, we referred to you as my Lord and my God, borrowing those words from the Gospel of St. John. My Lord and my God. That's how St. Thomas greeted you when he saw your wounds, when he saw your risen reality. My Lord, my God. And then we use the phrase, my sins. I ask you pardon for my sins. They're certainly mine, Lord. And I repent of them as we begin this Triduum. I repent of what keeps me, keeps my heart from you. And then we ask the intercession of my Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel. Interesting to check in with ourselves with that use of the word my that we use, kind of to own, to have for ourselves, not necessarily in a negative way, just to know what's mine and what's not mine. But Jesus, you introduce me to a new logic, a logic that says, when you use the word my, this is my body, the very next line is, which will be given for you. This is the cup of my blood, which will be poured out for you. So actually, we begin to learn, we begin to experience, we begin to see that in following you, Jesus, my becomes given. My heart, my love, my time, free time, my money, my life, my things, my friends, my trust, my sins. All of this, Jesus, you ask me to give, be given. St. John Paul II reminded us in his Theology of the Body that the greatest identity of the human person is to be gift, to be given. Jesus, I ask you to show me in this sacred triduum that we're about to celebrate, where am I holding on? Where am I not willing to let go? Where am I not willing to live the detachment that you show me in the Eucharist, on the cross, in the new life you give away? You give it away to anyone who asks. You give away the new life you have. You're not possessive, but totally free, totally resting in the fact you are Son of God the Father. And that's an identity you share with me, with us, your disciples. We too, baptized in the water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are children of God the Father. And as such, you ask for a posture of my heart to say, Lord, all that is mine, I give you. I give you. This is what Lent has been trying to teach us in. I give you my time. I give you my money. I give you my prayer. I give you my fasting. I give it all to you. I give, give, give. Lord, make me a giver. Make me a giver where so easily I become a taker. Help me to see that in following you, you call me to lay down my life, to be given away. Mother Mary, this was the posture of your heart. You lived these words that Jesus spoke years later, in the moment you allowed him into your womb. This is my body, given for you. Jesus, we offer you our hearts, our minds, our bodies, all that is ours, this sacred triduum. Transform it into your own work of grace. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you've communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll always find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. This day of prayer, Holy Thursday, begins in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. On Holy Thursday, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek, and we begin this liturgical day as we join in prayer with the entire church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. To let them spread, you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land. No arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us. For you are merciful.
This befell us, that we had not forgotten you, that we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long. and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, rise up and come to our aid. With your strong arm, lead us to freedom, as you mightily delivered our forefathers. Since you are the King who knows the secrets of our hearts, fill them with the light of truth.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us,
for you are merciful.
When I am lifted up from the earth,
I will draw all men to myself.
Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession of faith. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with us in our weakness, but one who is tempted in every way that we are, yet never sinned. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and favor and to find help in time of need. Every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with erring sinners, for he himself is beset by weakness and so must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. One does not take this honor on as his own initiative, but only when called by God, as Aaron was. Even Christ did not glorify himself with the office of high priest. He received it from the one who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." Just as he says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days when he was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to God, who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and when perfected, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, designated by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Though he was the Son of God, Christ learned obedience through what he suffered.
And now, for all who obey him, he has become the source of eternal life.
In the days of his earthly life, he prayed, crying aloud, and he submitted so humbly that his prayer was heard.
And now, for all who obey him, he has become the source of eternal life.
The second reading from an Easter homily by St. Melito of Sardis, Bishop. There was much proclaimed by the prophets about the mystery of the Passover. That mystery is Christ, and to him be glory forever and ever. Amen. For the sake of suffering humanity, he came down from heaven to earth, clothed himself and that humanity in the Virgin's womb, and was born a man. Having then a body capable of suffering, he took the pain of fallen man upon himself He triumphed over the diseases of soul and body that were its cause, and by his spirit, which was incapable of dying, he dealt man's destroyer, death, a fatal blow. He was led forth like a lamb. He was slaughtered like a sheep. He ransomed us from our servitude to the world, as he had ransomed Israel from the land of Egypt. He freed us from our slavery to the devil, as he had freed Israel from the hand of Pharaoh. He sealed our souls with his own spirit, and the members of our body with his own blood. He is the one who covered death with shame and cast the devil into mourning as Moses cast Pharaoh into the mourning. He is the one who smote sin and robbed iniquity of offspring as Moses robbed the Egyptians of their offspring. He is the one who brought us out of slavery into freedom, out of darkness into light, out of death into life, out of tyranny into an eternal kingdom, who made us a new priesthood, a people chosen to be his own forever. He is the Passover that is our salvation. It is he who endured every kind of suffering in all those who foreshadowed him. In Abel he was slain, in Isaac bound, in Jacob exiled, in Joseph sold, in Moses exposed to die. He was sacrificed in the Passover lamb, persecuted in David, dishonored in the prophets. It is he who was made man of the virgin, he who was hung on the tree. It was he who was buried in the earth, raised from the dead, and taken up to the heights of heaven. He is the mute lamb, the slain lamb, the lamb born of Mary, the fair ewe. He was seized from the flock, dragged off to be slaughtered, sacrificed in the evening, and buried at night. On the tree, no bone of his was broken. In the earth, his body knew no decay. He is the one who rose from the dead and who raised man from the depths of the tomb. Everyone has sinned and is deprived of God's glory. We are justified through the free gift of his grace and through the redemption of Christ Jesus.
God made Christ's sacrificial death the means of expiating the sins of all believers.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
God made Christ's sacrificial death the means of expiating the sins of all believers.
Let us pray. O God, who anointed your only begotten Son with the Holy Spirit and made him Christ and Lord, graciously grant that being made sharers in his consecration, we may bear witness to your redemption in the world. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
A very, very rich gospel reading coming up in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Holy Thursday, March 28, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it's the Last Supper and the washing of the feet, which will be reenacted at Mass this evening everywhere. It's from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him,
Lord, do you wash my feet?
What I am doing, you do not know now, but afterward, you will understand.
You shall never wash my feet.
If I do not wash you, you have no part in me.
Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
He who has bathed does not need to wash, except for his feet. But he is clean all over. And you are clean, but not every one of you.
For Jesus knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, You are not all clean. When he had washed their feet and taken his garments and resumed his place, he said to them,
Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do as I have done to you.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. That reading is so full of multi-layered meanings. So let's examine some of them. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Holy Thursday brings to mind the Lord's Last Supper with the apostles. As in previous years, Jesus celebrates the Passover with his own disciples. But this time the celebration would have singular characteristics, as it was to be the last Passover of the Lord before his transit to the Father, and because of the events which were to take place immediately following it. Every minute of this Last Supper reflects both the majesty of Jesus, who knows he is to die the following day, and his love and affection for men. The Passover was the principal Jewish feast and had been instituted to commemorate the liberation of the Jewish people from Egyptian domination. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generations you shall observe it as an ordinance forever. Every Jew is obliged to celebrate this feast to keep alive the memory of the birth of the people of God. For the special arrangements, Jesus turned to his favorite disciples, Peter and John. These two made all the preparations with the greatest care. They took a lamb to the temple and made a sacrifice of it. Then they returned to the house where the meal was to take place to roast it. They also prepared water for the ablutions, the bitter herbs which represent the bitterness of slavery, the unleavened bread in memory of their ancestors, the wine, and so forth. They made a special effort so that everything would be just right. These preparations remind us of the great pains we should take to prepare ourselves for each Mass we attend. Here the very same sacrifice of Christ is to be renewed, wherein he gave himself for us. We too are his disciples, taking the place of Peter and John in their reverent and careful preparations for the solemnity. The Last Supper begins with the setting sun. Jesus recites the Psalms in a firm voice and in his familiar regional accent. St. John has told us that Jesus ardently wished to have this meal with his disciples. Singular events took place in that period, which the evangelists have recorded for us. Take, for instance, the rivalry between the apostles, who began to discuss who was the greatest. Think of Jesus' surprising example of humility and of service when he carried out the menial task of the lowest of the servants. He began to wash their feet. Consider, too, how Jesus went out of his way to show his disciples his love and affection. My little ones, he actually calls them, Christ himself wished to give that gathering such a fullness of significance, so rich in memories, seen of such moving words and sentiments, such new actions and precepts, that we will never come to an end of meditating on them and exploring them. It was, you might say, a testimonial dinner. It was an affectionate and yet a somber occasion, a time mysteriously revealing divine promises and far-reaching visions. On top of that was the sad presentiment of death, with unprecedented omens of treason, of abandonment, of immolation. The conversation dies away, while Jesus' words flow continuously in his gentle and winning voice, though there is an unwonted tension in his grave allusion to profound revelations, the matter of which hovers between life and death. What Christ did for his own may be summarized in a few words from St. John. He loved them to the end. Today is a particularly appropriate day for meditating on the love Jesus has for each one of us and how we respond to it. In regular dealings with him, in love for the church, in acts of atonement and reparation, in charity towards others, in preparation and in thanksgiving for Holy Communion, in our desire to co-redeem with him, in our hunger and thirst for justice. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. Let's continue praying on this Holy Thursday. We join the entire church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Look, O Lord, and see my suffering. Come quickly to my aid.
Look, O Lord, and see my suffering. Come quickly to my aid.
O Shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who led Joseph's flock, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. Lord God of hosts, how long? How long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread, an abundance of tears for their drink. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it, you drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea, to the great river. It stretched out its shoots. Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field. God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face. May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength. And we shall never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, eternal shepherd, you so tend the vineyard you planted that now it extends its branches even to the farthest coast. Look down on your church and come to us. Help us remain in your Son as branches on the vine, that planted firmly in your love, we may testify before the whole world to your great power working everywhere.
Look, O Lord, and see my suffering. Come quickly to my aid.
God is my Savior. I trust in Him and shall not fear.
God is my Savior. I trust in Him and shall not fear.
I give you thanks, O Lord, though you have been angry with me. Your anger has abated, and you have consoled me.
God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior.
With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation and say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, acclaim His name. Among the nations make known His deeds. Proclaim how exalted is His name.
Sing praise to the Lord for His glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth.
Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
God is my Savior. I trust in him and shall not fear.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. He has filled us with honey from the rock. Ring out your joy to God our strength. Shout in triumph to the God of Jacob.
Raise a song and sound the timbrel, the sweet-sounding harp and the lute. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, when the moon is full on our feast.
For this is Israel's law, a command of the God of Jacob. He imposed it as a rule on Joseph when he went out against the land of Egypt.
A voice I did not know said to me, I freed your shoulder from the burden. Your hands were freed from the load. You called in distress, and I saved you.
I answered, concealed in the storm cloud. At the waters of Meribah, I tested you. Listen, my people, to my warning. O Israel, if only you would heed.
Let there be no foreign god among you, no worship of an alien god. I am the Lord, your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it.
But my people did not heed my voice, and Israel would not obey. So I left them in their stubbornness of heart to follow their own designs.
Oh, that my people would heed me, that Israel would walk in my ways. At once I would subdue their foes, turn my hand against their enemies.
The Lord's enemies would cringe at their feet, and their subjection would last forever. But Israel I would feed with finest wheat, and fill them with honey from the rock.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, open our mouths to proclaim your glory. Help us leave sin behind and to rejoice in professing your name.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. He has filled us with honey from the rock.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Hebrews. We see Jesus crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, that through God's gracious will, he might taste death for the sake of all men. Indeed, it was fitting that when bringing many sons to glory, God, for whom and through whom all things exist, should make their leader in the work of salvation perfect through suffering. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
From every tribe and tongue and people and nation,
you brought us back to God.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
I have longed to eat this meal with you before I suffer.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I have longed to eat this meal with you before I suffer.
Let us pray. The Father anointed Christ with the Holy Spirit to proclaim forgiveness to those in bondage. Let us humbly call upon the eternal priest, Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You went up to Jerusalem to suffer and so enter into your glory.
Bring your church to the Passover feast of heaven.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You were lifted high on the cross and pierced by the soldier's lance.
Heal our wounds.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You made the cross the tree of life.
Give its fruit to those reborn in baptism.
Lord, have mercy on us.
On the cross, you forgave the repentant thief.
Forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy on us.
We pattern our prayer on the prayer of Christ our Lord and say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who anointed your only begotten Son with the Holy Spirit and made him Christ and Lord, graciously grant that being made sharers in his consecration, we may bear witness to your redemption in the world. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's not a holy day of obligation, but if you can, be sure to get to Mass tonight for the Mass of the Institution of the Eucharist. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn. Patrick Madrid a bit later on this morning. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning on Good Friday at 4 a.m. Central or on the Relevant Radio app. You go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.